part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 6:58 a.m.
No, 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 no. The correct time is 19:30 UTC, and this is the traditional time at which we always begin Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Yes, I realize that you were probably expecting Dubious Goals Committee. And whereas this is the normal time for Dubious Goals Committee, we're going to do Nocturnal Bun Patrol instead. Because, yeah, it's 19:30 UTC, but it's 02:30 or thereabouts. I don't actually know what time it is locally, because, well, you heard my only clock. Not exactly accurate. I'm not a neurologist. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and today I think we need to hear from one of our subcommittees, which is Nocturnal Bun Patrol Subcommittee. And that's why I'm standing in my garage, and that's why I'm opening my garage door. All right. So, it's the middle of the night. It's apparently cool enough for me to be outdoors, and so that's one of the reasons why we're going outdoors today. Close the door behind me. All right, I smell. Smell various kinds of smoke. I smell barbecue smoke. Somebody's smoking something. And I also smell fireworks smoke. Ooh, that is my favorite kind of smoke. I can hear voices somewhere. There's a party going on in the next block over. All right, so we're out here to do three things, really. One, we got to look for buns and see how they're behaving under the new streetlights, because regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that my neighborhood got new streetlights. Well, some new ones. The one in front of my house is new. The next one up is not new. It's old sodium vapor. Sodium vapor's down the street, but I know there's some on the side street. So we're going to look for rabbits, because it's Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Going to look for other dudes as well, see how they're reacting to the new lights, and we're also going to see how long it takes before I start complaining about the ferocious pain that I'm in. So, we are almost 3 minutes into the show now. I guess we're about 3 minutes in. How many minutes longer do you think? Make your predictions now. Type them into comm. And we'll see how many minutes I can go without complaining about my leg, even though I'm totally on drugs and everything. And which way are we going? We are going uphill. Is that the smartest thing to do? I don't know. I really don't. Huh. You know, I think I just heard something in the distance. And I'm going to tell you it's fireworks. Yeah, there's no revolution happening today. Well, none that I'm spearheading anyway. So here we go, walking up the street, walking by my neighbor's house. They have three little pinwheels in their yard. Okay, that's cool. I'm walking. It doesn't feel super great, but it's not terrible yet. Walking under the next street light here. This is sodium vapor. Does not have the range nor the angle. Oh my god, here's that tube. I saw this the other day. There's a carpet roll tube in these people's yards. I kind of want it, because regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I love cardboard tubes, and I have a number of unusual uses for them, including but not limited to building rockets, making fireworks, and just, you know, vaguely doing other tubular stuff. I'm beginning to question my choices. It is actually nice and cool, though. I can't believe it, since we've, you know, been having these high 90s days recently. What's the temperature now? Ooh. About 20 degrees Celsius, 21 degrees Celsius, perhaps. Nice and tolerable. All right, so I'm approaching the church. I'm technically now on church property. This would be the Lutheran church right up the street going uphill. I live in a very churchy neighborhood. There's a lot of churches just on my street alone. There's this one. There's one down there. There's one further up there. Actually, that's two up there. So I've got, what, four churches on my street alone. And what if, and do we count? Yeah, well, I got some other churches that are a lot closer too, but they're not technically on my street. But if you drive down to the end of my street and look across, you will see another church. As a matter of fact, I think that's another... No. That's a Methodist church, I think. Yeah, so I got Lutheran church, Methodist church. Oh, across the bridge there, we got the Orthodox church. And up there, what's that church? Oh, it's Baptist. And then, you know, now that I think about it, that other church that's up the street, I don't think is a church anymore. It changes hands a lot. It's a revolving parish-type church, as I like to call them. Oh, all right. I'm at the top of the hill, turning the corner. I see a little silhouette. Oh, it's just yard waste or something. I see a little silhouette of a bun. Nope, not a bun. Where's all the buns? Surely we're going to find us some buns tonight. Because, who's this right across the street? Who is this right over here? I can see a little silhouette of a bun. It's a bun. Okay. We have one bun spotted. What's he looking at? Is he looking at me? Are you looking at me? Oh. Boy, am I dumb, blind, or stupid, or both? There's another bun right there. Hello, buns. What are they doing? Oh, they're just saying hi. Okay, we're going to watch this for a minute because this might be one of those bunny duels where they... No, okay. I thought this was going to be one of those bunny duels. It's not. This bun is now kind of following me. Are you following me? Okay, two buns. And what's this closest streetlight? It is a sodium vapor streetlight just a little bit down the street. Let's say, one, two, there's 10, about 22 meters from the buns. Okay, the buns are now playing bun chase and they've ran off in the other direction. I was hoping that was going to be one of those bunny jump pea standoff male combat things. What was that? Was that a bunny behind me? I don't know if you've seen this, but I've been watching it for a while now. But there's this behavior that rabbits do, wild rabbits, the wild rabbits in my neighborhood. I've seen this at Harenhaven. I've seen it in my backyard and other places. I think I saw it down here by the Warren Swigert Memorial Ravine and Golf Course. But two male bunnies, which I believe are called bucks, and the females are called does, the two bucks will face off about a meter apart, and they'll stare each other down. And you know something's about to go down, and it's like some kind of bunny sumo. They stare at each other until one of them makes a move. And one of the buns charges, and he runs straight at the other bun. And then that bun jumps straight up in the air, you know, about 60 to 100 centimeters. You know, we're talking 2 to 3 feet. And simultaneously tries to pee on the other bunny. I don't know what this is all about. It's obviously some kind of alpha male dominance type of behavior. But I am no... Wait, I was going to say bunny scientist, but I should know the word for bunny scientist. It's probably something like lagomorphologist. I am no lagomorphologist. I'm just a lagomorph enthusiast, and I like to count rabbits in the middle of the night. And now I gotta walk downhill, and this is really getting to be odd. Yeah, we got another party going on in the backyard here. These guys are wasted. All right, let's keep moving. Yeah, so everybody's sick and tired of being, you know, quarantined and stuff, so everybody's spending the night on this lovely cool night outdoors, drinking their asses off, which is something that I would really enjoy doing myself, but I cannot drink anymore. Being, you know, the chronic alcoholic that I am. So I must refrain. And so what do instead? I walk around. I walk around in my neighborhood in the middle of the night looking for rabbits. And technically, we are counting rabbits because the general rule for nocturnal bun patrol is that you have to go out on patrol until you see three rabbits. So that's what we're doing. We're looking for that third rabbit because we've already seen two. Nocturnal bunnies bunning around and hippity hop hopping it. I have also brought my flashlight. And why do we bring the flashlight? We bring the flashlight in case we see other dudes. And it's also good for spotting dudes, not because it lights them up. No, because this is not the brightest flashlight in the world. This is a kind of a crappy flashlight, but it focuses well. And when you have a good focusing flashlight, now, then you can point it at, you know, moving things that are far away and look for the eye shine. Yes, the eye shine. Sounds like a German word, doesn't it? Yeah, ist der meine eye shine. Eyeshine amongst boss, yeah. I don't sprechen Sie Deutsch, but eyeshine is the reflection of the eye of the animal that you're pointing the light at. And very often you can tell what kind of animal you're looking at just by the color that gets reflected back at you. So that's what I'm doing right now. As I walk along the street that neighbors... What's that? That neighbors... We're going to cross the street because there's something over there. This is the street that runs alongside the Warren Swigert Ravine. Our favorite ravine for, you know, looking for dudes, looking for matis. And what else do we see down there sometimes? Ducks. And we find coral mushrooms down there, and nope, this is not a thing. This is just a piece of branch or tree that fell out of this tree and was making a somewhat rabbit-like silhouette. Oh. Okay. Yeah. If anybody had 14 minutes or however long we're into this, I am now officially complaining. Why does this hurt? This shouldn't be hurting so goddamn much. Yeah, it's all the way up in my hip now. Right, so other things that are going on is there's little fireflies, and they're all up in the brush in the top of the creek. And look at all these little blinking lights. Oh, look at these flashy flash business people bugs. This is the light of sex, the light of reproduction, trying to attract mates with light. I like it. Why? Because I got a light right here, and it's got three modes, so I'm pretty happy about that. Oh. I'm gonna cross back over to the side of the street that I was on and look up this street while I'm looking. I am under a sodium vapor right now. Sodium vapor's up the street. I don't see any buns up there. We're gonna keep on moving. I'm walking by the Manchester United house. It's kind of a funny color, but you know, I'm one to talk. My house is, well, it's Rasta colors. It's yellow, green, and red. And I'm not even a Rastafarian. But I'm a, goddamn, my leg is killing me, Afarian. Oh, there's a new lamp up here in this streetlight. We got LED streetlight up here. We also have a car approaching from behind. I'm using the car's lights to look into the yards and stuff, looking for buns, looking for eye shine. I'm not seeing much of anything, but yeah, the Manchester United house. I call it that because when I first moved into this neighborhood, the people that lived there would always fly a Manchester United flag. And whenever I was walking around in the middle of the night, I'd write, I'm a Manchester United fan too, I'd write scores in their driveway. Just so they knew somebody else in the neighborhood was also a Manchester United fan. And it's not that I was a huge Manchester United fan so much as I was a huge Sir Alex and Wayne Rooney fan. And now that they're both not there, I'm a little bit less of a fan. And they're not doing so good. There was actually a... Oh, son of a whore. There was actually a game today. What is approaching me? There is a vehicle with one light. And it's very quiet approaching me. Oh, it's somebody on one of those one-wheel skateboards. Okay. Yeah, that's my neighborhood for you. I live in a pretty strange neighborhood. It's not the strangest place I've ever lived. And you wouldn't think so just by wandering through this neighborhood. I mean, it looks totally sort of neo-post-suburban. This was the suburbs at one point, but it's not now. Oh, God. Okay, I think I see a lump up here. Is this some kind of dude? Let's get him with the light. I don't think so. Oh, this is probably just another clump of leaves. Yes, that's what this is shaping up to be. Now here's the big question. Do I turn right here and head directly back to the house? Where are we going to find the rest? We need to find one more bun. Or should I go up the next block? No, let's be smarter than the average bear. This is going to get real painful real soon. So we're going to turn. But before we turn, we have to shine the flashlight into the storm drains here. Because I can't tell you how many times I've seen snoodlers in these storm drains. So we're going to walk over to this other one. And these storm drains go right into the Warren Swigert Ravine. And this is how these dudes, these snoodler dudes, snoodlers are raccoons, by the way, if this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. That's how these guys like to travel around in the underground tunnels that are storm drains. Which is very much like me and my friend Booper when we were children. Spent more time in storm drains than anywhere else. Yeah, but the snoodlers are in the creek, and then they come up the drains. They pop out of the storm drains in the street. They disappear back into them, into the night, because they're little furry ninjas, and everybody likes furry ninjas. Oh, yada. Oh. I swear to God, jumping, Jesus, monkey Christ, this is painful. All right, I'm going to do the squatting down trick for a minute. Oh, yeah, strangely enough, putting a lot of tension on my super sore, always tense muscles somehow makes it feel better. So I'm squatting like a Slav. I only have one hand free for Semechki. I didn't bring my Semechki anyway. Okay, so I'm continuing to move on. And it looks like these guys haven't had the recycling picked up. Yeah, we've been having... This block, my block, has been having some problem with the garbage collection people, contractor. And the reason they're doing such a crap job is because their contract is almost expired. We get a new contractor here soon. I'm not sure exactly when it is. Maybe I need to read my favorite newspaper, The Wasteline. Yes, my city's Department of Sanitation has its own newspaper. It's full color, and they send it out, once a quarter, I'm not sure. Oh, I don't know if I can keep up this pace. So anyway, the trash company has been really slacking off. Forgetting to pick up trash, forgetting to pick up recyclables, forgetting to pick up yard waste. Yeah. But we don't have to put up with it much longer. We're going to have a new contractor. They got a new system, new trucks, all kinds of new stuff, and everybody's going to get a free garbage can. I'm going to get a free 90-liter garbage can, and I do not need one that large. But they say, in the Wasteline, of course, that after you determine that it's not going to be efficient for you, you can get... I can't even talk anymore. Whew, I got pain signals overriding my ability to think. So I'm going to squat again really quick, put some tension on all these muscles. Holy crap, this was a bad idea. But I am the king of bad ideas. And you know what makes me... You know what separates me from the average guy who has bad ideas? I actually go so far as to execute my bad ideas. Most people say, oh, that's a bad idea, we better not do it. Not your little tobster, hell no. Oh, this is a bad idea. Huh. Which seems to give us more impetus for completing this task. Bad Ideas 101, or if I can quote Tony Evans, the legendary Tony Evans, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Yeah, a good one, Uncle Fat Tony. Yeah. And how did he get the nickname Uncle Fat Tony? Well, that's a long story, because he's not fat. But his name is Tony. All right, I'm coming up to my neighbor's house, the guys who like to sit out in their garage and smoke cigars all night, but they're not doing that tonight. I'm kind of surprised. Garage door's closed. The house is dark. Doesn't look like anybody's home. But on my right, here we have my friend Jim's house. Somebody's up and gaming. That's funny. Oh, I went to high school with Jim. And we were always putting weird projects together. Whenever there was any bizarre excuse to put together a one-off band for some school function, like the physics department's talent show. Yes, my physics department in my high school had a talent show. Don't ask. And so we would put together a band like that, and we would, for that, and we would select some music that we knew would just absolutely piss off all of the good little boys and girls, all the little rich kids, all the princesses and princes. And turning the corner, heading back up to my house. And so we would, we'd play like AC/DC. And we'd get Booper to either be the singer or the drummer, depending on whatever he felt like doing at the time. And, that's how I spent my formative years. You know, just screwing around, playing music, chasing girls, and trying to piss off the rich kids. Okay, so I'm back to my driveway. And I could swear I see something right up here, but we God damn it, now I gotta walk an extra 15 meters. Oh no, I think it's just leaves. It's just leaves. All right, well, I think what's gonna happen here is we're gonna suspend normal rules. I'm not saying martial law here, but I think my excuse is injury. Normally we have to find 3 rabbits before we can go back inside. But, I got an injury, but we're going to check the mailbox since we're standing here, and I haven't looked in here in a couple days. And there's nothing in there anyway. Oh my God. Okay. Back into the house. Close the garage door. Open the house door. And oh, this is not good. I did not anticipate this. It seems like it's hotter in here than it is outdoors, which is a possibility.
A man has fallen into the river in Lego City. Start the new rescue helicopter. Hey!
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Oh, is it helping me with any pain relief? Who knows? But obviously we had to squeeze that in there somewhere. Had to make that fit along with stuff like banana na na na.
Banana na na.
Banina na.
Banina na.
When in doubt, ask Uncle Grandfather if he's got a banana na.
Banana na na.
Banana na 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 na. And of course you realize this means we have to go to Pineapplebee's. Because it's somebody's birthday. It's always somebody's birthday. Whose birthday is it today? Raise your hand. Oh, there's somebody back there in the corner.
You in the corner, happy birthday! Happy birthday, Overdale. Welcome to Pineapple Bees. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just dance and you're hungry there, don't it? In my opinion, it's pineapple beef. Put up a long tray of pineapple. With the size of danger. And you get too tired, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
That's right, people. There's no doubt when you're hungry, there's only one place to go, and that's Pineapplebee's. And you get 2 sides. So get your beans and danger, because all the women and monkey men want to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey. All right, I think I'm going to die. My leg is killing me, and speaking of people who have legs that are killing them, coming up next is none other than MJT with his sound show genre mix and discussion. Get your Skypes ready. Get ready to call in any other sort of format and do your thing. Or whatever it is you gotta do. Bring back some Uncle Grandfather for a banana-nina. Banana-na? Or, you know, whatever else you need to do.
No.
Because I'm out of here. I need more pain drugs. I need some more tea. I need all kinds of stuff. Time for MJT.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.